Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
I am a robot. I want to fuck your mother.
I would have also, James,
I would have also with this robot.
For this song, I would have also accepted the complete Daft Punk discography.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to all your mothers.
Yeah, shout out.
We got a good one tonight.
Hi, customer service. My robot is really trying to fuck my mother.
Has he tried fucking you?
Just really likes my mom.
Oh, shout out, Denise.
Shout out, Denise.
What the fuck?
No, it just slipped out. That's my bad.
I'm pretty sure all of our mothers have been named on this podcast.
Yeah.
Several times. So.
Sheila, get your boy.
Hey, hey. Yeah, yours, at least yours doesn't have like a song about her that like people would sing to you growing up.
I mean, just because we want you to tell your mom we love her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, shout out Luann too. What's up?
Yeah, what up, Luann?
Yeah. Got you roses and new negligee.
I'm pretty sure
there's probably a Denise song out there.
I can't wait till we dox Jeff's mom.
What up, Jeff? He's back. Jeff Klein.
What up? You keep my whore mom out of your mouth. Well, wait, no. Hold on. Keep my mom's name out of your whore mouth. That's the point. Damn it! God, if she supported me and watched anything I did, I'd be concerned. But we're safe. She ain't watching this.
Oh, man. Well, poor Jeff. Off top of the dome, like a loose condom. Rocking black and white, sometimes I ponder. What I'm really doing with my life? Could a blow up get canceled, Matt Rife? Take my shirt off, I'm more like Kreischer. But call me Tiger the way I drive her. In my Sunday red, I drive crazy. Behind the wheel, it is a blind, legless old lady. How'd she even get there? Four beefy dudes throw her in the air. She hits the ground and bounces in. Buoyancy like Loretta Lynn. But was she flatter rocking melons like water? Hold up, let me Google, but it types in her daughter. Shit, let me click and see what's popping. Peggy and Patsy, get them wet, call it mopping. Cause they're so puby, cucked to a star like Huey. Speaking of the boys, shout out Jeff, who's probably like, the fuck is this? American gigolo like Richard Gere. Ain't no dick, but it's beer with a queer. Always funny and keeps it frothy. Smelling great in the AM like some brewing coffee. Brings the thunder like he's Thor. God, he leaves you wanting more. And he can only drink and don't fuck with drugs. Win once in a lifetime like Chicago Cubs. Eat some pizza, hot cheese and saucin'. End in Florida like Andre Dawson. Drink heavy and wake up with a dozen donuts. Stay optimistic like Danny Rojas. Never on my Judge Judy. But we about to draft best bots in movies.
Hell yeah.
That was fantastic.
What a sweetest of raps.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Andre Dawson liners for you, Drew.
I liked it. It was appreciated that.
Yeah.
I also liked the Danny Rojas line.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
I just saw a clip of Ted Lasso today, and I was like, well, got to rewatch all three seasons now.
Got to do that now.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be happy. Well, welcome back, Jeff. This is number three.
I'm the number three. Super excited to be back. Was happy to get the invite. Love the draft that we're doing today. Robots we want to fuck. I am down. robot vampires making cocktails that we want to have sex with. And let's, it's niche. It's niche. But I like that about you guys. You're very specific.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Look, man, you ain't lived till you wiped out some sand off a robot dick.
Sadly, true.
Sex on the beach with a robot, that would really jam up the gears.
Like, I think you would need like a real good welder, right? Because you don't want an old school robot where there's like sharp edges. You want like robot smooth everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Everywhere.
If you're doing your job right, you're going to buff it out yourself. I mean,
oh, that's true. That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited to hear where you guys go with this list, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This could go all over the place. There is oddly an incredible number of movie robots.
Yeah.
So much so that I was like, how have we not done this yet when there's that many?
Yeah.
It is crazy. And I got the order. I got the order for us. You guys ready for this?
Well, before you do that, go to jabroniu.com. But you know what? Fuck that. Go to Instagram and follow at that Jeff is funny and watch and subscribe to all his great clips and Beer with the Queer and all that good stuff. So,
dude, weekly you get drinks and
that's right,
and just some good, like, wholesome fun. Yeah. You know,
this is actually the upcoming beer. I'm finishing it from the episode I just recorded.
Wait a second, there's a pineapple on that. A pineapple there beer is that's my area.
Called Pineapple Meat Cute. It's a pineapple habanero margarita sour.
Oh my god.
From a brewery in Dunedin. Yeah, it's good.
We got an exclusive. That's what I was just going to ask for. Can we get an exclusive if you like the beer or not before the episode drops?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, it is very. You were born in Dunedin. I was born in Dunedin.
I was born in Dunedin, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Meese Hospital baby.
When you guys were born, I was just got Dunedin.
You are a little bit older than me, so that would make sense. You were getting milk from Denise. I get it. 3 weeks later, so was that. Never mind.
It's actually where lesbians go to retire.
Yeah.
Dunedin.
Oh, man.
I heard that so many times growing up. I mean,
yeah, I didn't grow up there, so I never got to hear that.
Oh, you missed
there
out
all of one year in my life.
Oh, right.
What are you gonna do? What's the order, James?
All right, here we go. Andy, you got
first pick.
James got second. Jeff, you're third, and Drew, you're rounding us out.
Okay.
But so Jeff knows because there's two new things since he's been here.
That's true.
There's a re-roll. So if you don't like that order, you can just re-roll it. You get once a year. You know.
All right.
So you can do that. Or you also could do a stilt skin. And what a stilt skin is, if somebody's pick is so bad, you don't want them to have the opportunity to drop it or trade it, you can stilt skin them and they have to keep that pick.
Okay. I like it.
And you also have your steel card.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm ready. We'll keep the order. I have no faith in you guys picking properly. So,
oh man, see, I hate the idea of being first in this.
Keep the order.
It's weird that you and BC don't get along because that's exactly what he says about it.
They're too alike. They're too alike to be in the same room together.
I'm like his ghost of Christmas past. He's like, well, I was trying to figure it out because I'm at least 40 years younger than him, so I didn't know what ghost that is.
Yeah.
But I'm a vision of what could have been.
Or what could be.
Yeah. He's a telltale sign for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a cautionary tale.
He's a cautionary tale. All right.
It's like if Jeff had none of the talent, then you have BC.
And all of the carbs. that was rude. That got rude.
oh, you know BC is going to be sending a text. All right, Andy, you're up.
All right. I think my internet's stabilized now. So, first pick, Terminators. Shit.
You can't have all the Terminators.
You just took every Terminator?
I didn't even mean to do that. I just meant to say movie robots. Now I'm like, I should probably take that.
Movie Terminators?
That's not what I meant to do.
Oh, you weren't even going to take a Terminator in your first pick?
Fine, I'll take T-800.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Ba-bum, bum, uh-oh. Ba-bum.
What?
Man, are we losing him? We're losing him.
Oh, we lost him. My goodness.
That's Skynet right there. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to call it, but like, that's clearly Skynet.
Yeah, they don't want us talking about these T-800s. They're censoring Andy.
Wasn't it like 2 years ago that this was supposed to happen? Like the Great Robot Revolution?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I think it was 2020.
We're just a little bit behind. Look at the AI boom now. We're very close to terminated. Very close.
I
remember years back, if you type in, you know, Google does the predictive. And like, if you type in, is Google, the first thing is Google Skynet?
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're telling us. They're not hiding there.
Yeah. If you click the link, it just says yes in bold.
But boy, what a shitty pick for number one, huh? God.
Yeah, I know.
The worst.
Somebody
should dip Andy in fucking lava.
And a T-800 is a cybernetic humanoid species, right? So they're like, this is almost beyond robot. You know what I mean?
Honestly, if you're picking between, I mean, you're not going to take the T-1000? See, is it the 2000?
That's the one that I have written down first.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking liquid, right? Like,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, maybe don't talk about it so much, Jeff.
All right. While we're waiting for Andy, I'll just take my pick.
Okay.
And let's see here. I think I got to do this because this is a number one pick. It's a robot that has gone on so many daring adventures, come out successful after every one of them, one of the most trusted of his kind.
You're going to bother me. I think you're about to take my pick.
I'm going R2-D2.
Never mind. That nerd.
That nerd?
That nerd.
R2-D2, man. Like, he's Mr. Reliable. If you're going,
I will say of the pair, you've made the right choice.
Well, A, that's homophobic. B, fun fact on R2-D2, not a real robot, actually just a little person in a costume.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're fine with that, that's
it
fine,
doesn't negate the pick. I mean, it's a guy playing a robot.
Okay, you guys are going real loose rules. That's fine. All right.
He's just... Also, I think either pick would be homophobic. There's clearly a relationship between the two.
Like Drew's like, also, circling back.
Oh my God. But yeah, R2-D2.
Yeah.
It's a good pick. In fact, on one of the lists I looked at of top 50 pop culture robots, R2-D2, number one.
Wow.
Well, yeah, see?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He spans so many, like, even before Luke, you know what I mean? He's been through it all.
And he really was, like, the more, like, helpful, like, he was the one, like he's the one attaching the fucking computers and everything else. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he actually did shit, yeah.
Where, like, you know, 3PO's just like, oh, boom, boom, I can't get it.
And if you ever watch the Star Wars, or the animated show, What was the one, Drew, that I watched? Clone Not Wars? Rebels.
Clone Wars?
Clone Wars, yeah. R2-D2 is a badass in Clone Wars all throughout. Just straight, like, straight fucking murking people, too.
And he tased Boba Fett once, so, I mean, he got that going for him.
Hell, that's yeah. True.
Fucking A. All right, Jeff.
All right. First rounder, first round pick. It's in his name. This seems like a no-brainer to me because I would say verse every other robot we're going to name, this one would kick all of their asses. And on top of that, could help me move to a new apartment or house or city if I needed it. And that's just being a good friend and multi-talented. My number one pick, my uno primo, Mr. Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
I mean, Optimus Prime. He's the prime.
Yeah.
Which means one. All right, you guys got there. Optimus, so it's optimal. I mean, really, it's in the name. He's optimal first pick. It's in the name. I don't need to explain it to you. You guys got it.
Yeah. That's a prime pick.
He's a badass. He's a badass.
This is a great pick. And I like the idea that it's a car or it's a vehicle as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does more. Like, you know, what's R2 going to do? He's got the little blaster so he can get him around. But Terminator basically needs to steal a car just to go anywhere. Me and Optimus, I'm like, hey, bro, you want to go down the road? Yeah. Hop in, Jeff. Done.
And that's like your daily driver, just a semi, like a semi truck without the trailer.
Hop in my chest.
Just, let's go for a casual Sunday drive. Done.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a different transformer written down, but I do I'd probably make a selection a little bit later. But yeah, man, solid pick. I think
I had to get him early.
I think any time you're talking robots, transformers have to be brought up pretty early.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
most definitely.
I think my next couple picks are going to get a little bit more complicated to see. I think you guys are probably going to take some of them, but I got backups. Don't worry.
All right, Drew.
All right. I should have looked as we were going.
Here comes Andy.
But you know I didn't, so here I am. Is he back?
He's coming.
Yeah, he is.
There he is.
Let's go with
Andy, we had a couple picks while you were gone.
I should have really looked
at it. Yeah. Did I somehow make it to fourth and my plan worked?
Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Drew's having draft sweats already right now. Right
already
this second.
Draft sweats.
I took R2-D2 and Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff took Optimus
Prime. I took optimal first pick, Optimus Prime.
All right, yeah. I'm gonna go with a guy who saved the world, you know, and I'm going Iron Giant.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you got a Superman that help.
Exactly.
So you Googled it and took the number two choice on Google. Is that what you just did?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
No. Also, I think BC accuses everybody. I have my list. I'm just trying to figure out. But yeah, that's to me. That
Jeff,
you guys taking the previous three. I think this is a sound fourth pick.
Yeah.
Wait, previous three.
Yes.
My plan did not work, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, Drew was the fourth pick just now.
Who did you guys give me?
What do you mean?
It hasn't been back to you yet.
How long do you think you were gone?
At least 7 years. I didn't think you guys got my pick off. I thought like it didn't happen, so I was kind of, I was like, all right.
No, we
I got more time to think about it.
Oh, no, we hyped it up and everything.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We discussed the T-800.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, give us another one.
All right, well, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go off of
Google says third.
Yeah. No, I'm going with number three.
I'm going to go with what Jeff says is, you know, the thing for this. And I'm going to go Ava from Ex Machina.
Oh, fuck.
Man. Yeah. Okay.
That's one that I wanted.
Wood.
Wood. Yeah.
And Jeff, I'll have you know that we study for an entire week for these shows, and we are the most prepared podcasters in the game.
She definitely passes the Turing test, you know?
Not about that.
I didn't just build my list 10 minutes before we got on here.
No, I mean, yeah, I didn't Google this at 9:30 and then be like, I'm good. No, I get it. Yeah.
Definitely not. I mean, it was at least 7:30.
But this is a legit pick.
It is a legit pick.
This movie is so fucking good, Ex Machina.
It is. And yeah. Like,
find me attractive. Like,
that whole like last like 20 minutes section of this movie is just,
dude. Also, this movie's got like one of the funniest scenes ever.
The dance scene
where that dude's like, he's, oh god, I'm forgetting what it is, but he basically is like, I'm gonna tear up this fucking dance floor.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would like to see a sequel to this. Because, you know, like at the end, she's out.
New Machina. So it's like Ex Machina. She was free. New Machina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it Machina?
I don't get the joke.
Well, like your ex and then your new.
I got it.
Relationship thing.
Got it.
You wouldn't get it, Drew. No.
Whoa.
That was a bad joke. No, it was a good one, but it hurt me.
Clearly you look in pain right now.
Yeah.
I am crying. Oh,
man. All right, Jeff, you're back.
All right. I am going to go with probably one of the most human robots we're going to talk about. In a classic film that demanded a sequel with blockbuster actors in it. In the original movie, possibly one of the more racist portrayals of any actors done on screen ever. But that notwithstanding, I am going with Mr. Alive himself, dang, Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
That's right. Short Circuit 2, baby.
Yeah, Short Circuit. I mean, when you look at what Johnny did and his character arc and his story, mm-hmm, and he had friggin' lasers on him.
This was the one I was debating at number one overall.
This is a tough one. I almost want to, like, steal this pitch from you because this is, like...
Same.
Yeah.
It's possibly the greatest number two pick of all time.
I think you might be right.
Still holds up too. I actually watched this with my kid this week. Holds up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Did you explain the whole time that is a white dude playing an Indian dude? We just ignore that.
Yeah.
That's the bad guy from Hackers, but we just ignore it when he plays Indian.
It is wild.
He's so convincingly Indian that it's not even worth explaining.
I mean, it's less racist than the past.
I didn't know until like 10 years ago or less that it was a white dude that did, and that it was that dude.
I'm just finding out now. So.
I had no idea either. I really didn't.
Like yeah, when, the bad I was guy like, from is Hackers, he saying
that Johnny Five was racist?
Oh, that betrayal was just like, okay.
He did so say, gonna... He did say the N-word a little too much.
character.
Johnny we'll Five say. Was in programmed yeah. listening to NWA. That's what do you expect from him? You know?
It's like when,
what a pick.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Damn it. I really wanted that.
I did too. Literally, that's the one I was debating, and I was thinking if you guys didn't hear me say T-800, I was going to go with Five.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, like I prefaced all of this by saying, I had a real BC Murphy vision on your guys' shitty picks, and I knew I'd be able to get him in the second round.
I was also hoping for Optimus Prime because I had a whole thing where he's the Vince Lombardi of robots.
That's exactly what I said. I can't believe that you missed me saying that. It was, yeah, it was like a great speech and everything. Yeah, it was. That's wild. It's wild. Do you listen to this back ever? No. All right. Yeah, like, I usually
just listen to it when I'm not on it.
All right. So Jeff kind of teased this a little bit with the T-800 pick, and I think T-1000 deserves to be at the top of the board. So I'm going with the T-1000.
I like that because it was inspired by the next pick that I'm going to take.
Oh, really?
A little hint.
You're taking the Megan Fox one?
I'm just, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Robots, I'd want to fuck.
I'd fuck this robot.
T-1000, though, talk about, like, a scary motherfucker. That bitch is coming after you? That's fucked up. Like, changing its looks to fucking be like people in your life and shit, and then turning its arm into a blade and fucking murdering you.
Coming through the fire and just being like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. T-1000 was legit scary as fuck.
Yeah,
true.
Fucking A.
Johnny Five could have killed him.
He looked a little bit like a Marvel superhero that could get taken, so I won't say the name.
Yeah, he did, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy, I think, is a robot.
Yeah.
So I don't think I can say his name yet.
All right. Don't then.
Okay. Why don't you Google it and then let us know?
Okay. Okay.
All right. You know, T-1000. Andy, you're up.
All right. So like I said, T-1000 came from the inspiration of this, right? And I got to take every kid that was born in the 80s, which should be their favorite version of these movies. This movie's 1,000 times better than E.T. I'm taking Flight of the Navigator.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, Max. Max. Yeah. Max from Flight of
Max
the Navigator.
Max was awesome. Bit pretentious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Judging kids. Love it.
Hell yeah. And the
basically
cool thing
calling
is,
kids idiots, I'm in it.
He called them geeks.
Yeah.
Are those geeks, you know? But like, also the cool thing is Paul Rubens changed his name in the movie so it wouldn't spoil that he was the voice.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I don't know if I knew that he was the voice.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was going to guess that it was Mr. Feeney that voiced
instead of Pee-wee. But yeah, like this movie is the first movie I remember sneaking out of my room and watching because I was supposed to be asleep, but people were watching it in this like random house that I stayed in. I don't know why I stayed in it. I just remember that I completely shit my pants chasing after chickens. And I was like 4 or 5 years old. And then like came home, cleaned up, whatever. I'm in bed, and then all of a sudden, people are out there watching a movie. I sneak around the corner. It's Flight of the Navigator.
Does anyone else not care about the draft anymore? And just wants to hear about this situation that Andy found himself in?
Andy as a baby in a trap house by himself.
Yeah, I feel like we breezed over a lot.
Yeah.
There's a shit in the pants, chased by chickens. Yeah. I don't know why I'm in this house.
Yeah.
And they were watching. I'm like.
Yeah. Not only in a rant, like, to the point where he's sleeping at this person's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not and supposed to be in bed, but yeah. he's sneaking.
There's okay. rules in the house, and yet yeah. the important part of this story is Flight of the Navigator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're focused on.
Yada yada and so much shit just to say, oh I watched Flight of the Navigator there.
That's like Batman telling the story about how his parents were killed, and he was like, but The Mask of Zorro was really good. Like, I feel like you missed some parts of the story.
Oh, man. Woo! Oh. Oh. Yeah, Max.
Oh, my God. All right, yep. Andy, you're back.
All right, my next pick I'm going to take, my favorite, Godzilla. I'm taking Mechagodzilla.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. It's the funniest Godzilla movie in the history of Godzillas. Tell me I'm wrong.
I wouldn't dream of it.
How could we?
Come on, Drew. Say it.
Yeah, I concur. Like, why? What would be the point when you're just going to show up in a random house again?
Oh man!
I'd love to see the Optimus Prime versus Mechazilla fight.
Oh, that'd be so sick! I think Mecha would get his ass kicked, but like,
yeah.
it would be awesome to watch. Because like, essentially, the dude just he just clawed his ass in his mouth, right? And he just, like, threw him down and ripped his face off, and that was it. It was like, wait a second. That's how Mechagodzilla goes out? Like, that seems, like, pretty weak, you know?
He's like a tin can.
Like, I don't know. Every time I see him, I'm just like, I laugh. I think he's hilarious looking. So, yeah, Mechagodzilla for me.
Hell yeah. All right.
No houses.
It's back to me now. And all my favorite picks have been picked.
Your list is already gone.
That means we're doing good.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Star Trek First Contact, Data.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good choice.
And I picked the First Contact Data because in that movie, the Borg implants like real skin on Data's arm, like human skin, and then they like blow on the skin and Data like feels something like that touch for the first time. And that's pretty cool, you know? I hope
so. Your favorite part of the movie is Data getting blown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not yours.
Just condensing the story down to get to the point.
He did. Again, he did get blown, and he loved it. You know,
again,
he really
the topic
loved
is
it.
Robots we want to fuck.
Yeah. But also, how am I supposed to watch that Star Trek when it doesn't have LeVar Burton?
It does.
Oh, okay, I'll watch that.
Geordi LaForge is definitely there.
Is he a robot?
No. He just has that visor because he's blind, and the visor helps him see.
His eyeballs are robots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
That is crazy, though, that he was blind. He couldn't see, but he was in Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. It wasn't even like brailing rainbow.
Dude, I used to braille elevators all the
time. It's really weird that he came from a slave ship. And then
went, yeah, that's actually how he lost his vision.
Yeah, yeah.
And learned how to read.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Doesn't know his name, but
could you imagine if somehow in every LeVar Burton like movie/TV show,
everything
connects somehow?
the Burtonverse,
dude. I'd That'd watch be really that. Cool. The whole Burtonverse.
I don't want to gloss over the fact that Drew said in Roots, LeVar Burton's problem was that he didn't know his name because he was trying to use his indigenous name, Kunta Kinte, but to Drew, he'll always be Toby. And I feel like We glossed over that. Drew's true feelings on roots.
Drew is going to get our show canceled, man. I swear. Oh, man. First homophobia, and now this?
Oh, man. Can we reverse engineer this thing and only put two seeds in the ground? Me and you, James.
Listen, I just want to say, I don't believe in dead naming somebody, okay?
If we can circle back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
All right, Jeff.
All right. Well, I know this pick is going to piss off Drew, which is why I'm picking it now. Because it's a female. It's a lesbian. Oh, she's got a bit of a lip to her. It's a bit sassy. Ugh. So we know how he feels. But I'm going with Rosie.
Oh, this is a great
from the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Jeffersons?
The Jetsons. Now that's the Jeffersons. Now we're
from the Jetsons.
I don't remember Rosie, George with Rosie.
I know, right? Rosie was amazing. I mean, just this. If you don't want a sassy lesbian robot on your list, are we even living in America?
Was Rosie a lesbian?
I think
so. I mean, do you see how she dressed?
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't she dress like a maid?
Yeah. That's all lesbians dress as maid. I don't know. Peek into the community. You pull back the curtain.
I didn't see that episode where she pegged somebody.
Yeah, I didn't know my childhood brain missed something that was like, she's clearly a lesbian.
Yeah, she now lives in Dunedin, James.
Yep. Yeah, she's retired. She's dead.
Dude, she's Rosie Dunedin. Took Jane with her because George was such a fuck up.
These are facts. Leave it in the comments if you don't think Rosie's a lesbian and you're not a part of woke America.
Let's the great debate. Is Rosie a lesbian or not?
She's into the box. Yeah.
She's into the box.
The vagina.
No, we get it. We understand euphemisms. Yeah.
Such unnecessary explanation. All right. Drew, you're up.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I spaced out when he started talking about all that woke bullshit. listen, if I'm picking robots, I'm definitely going to pick one that is much like Jess last pick, just full of sass. And this guy, he can't stop just tearing apart movies as he watches them. And I'm going with Crow. From Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
Nice. Hell yeah.
So, yeah, man. Like, I definitely think those two deserve a spot. So, I think I always like Crow's sarcasm just a little bit more.
I love it.
Solid choice. Solid reference.
Yeah.
I didn't even think
of
this.
Like, he's got, like, a lacrosse back of that stick on his head.
Yeah.
He's got, like, golf balls with some black tape squares on them. And then this like cock contraction that like closes it down like a chastity belt for men. Yeah, he looks
great. Yes.
Sounds right. Sounds accurate.
Old Crow T.
I love it, dude. I actually got to see this live, like a live. Did you go to that too, Drew?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That show was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Them live was so fucking good.
Yeah. I always enjoy, even like the Jonah Ray version was very good.
Dude, the Jonah Ray version may be my favorite.
Yeah.
Like his Netflix stuff is so good.
Yeah. And they have like there was a time where they were just putting out like audio tracks where you could just download them and like basically like listen to like it in an earbud as you watched a movie.
Like, it was pretty amazing. I did one. I remember, like, when Iron Man came out, they put one out, and I watched that. And it, like, just told you, like, when to sync up, and it would give you time cues every so often, like, to make sure you're at the right spot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that Joel guy really knew what he was doing.
Check the chat, Drew.
No.
Oh, Crow Pop.
Yeah, it's cool.
Boop-a-boop-a. Oh, I'm going with another 2014 robot. I'm going to go with TARS from Interstellar.
Oh.
I love this movie. I love this little guy, just like this weird kind of Rubik's Cube X-esque thing that just kind of rolls around and helps him out. Gets him off of Miller's planet. You know, gets him to, or, you know. It's much like Hale, and I was like, oh, I can pick Hale from Space Odyssey, and I was like, nope, he's just a computer.
TARS is weird, man. He's like four, like, tall buildings, skyscrapers, like, yeah, just next to each, yeah, other, and two of them swing.
Yeah. Or, like at one point, he kind of just makes, like, this, like, rolling wheel thing, and it just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's awesome, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Throughout that whole movie...
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, like, TV show where those like cars fought each other and that have spikes and,
yeah, it was called Transformers.
BattleBots.
Oh,
TARS, I bet, was in the original BattleBots.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Somebody definitely had something like this that was just swinging and dicing up fucking cars.
Dude, BattleBots was a great show.
Yeah.
They recently brought that back, I think. Like, I think they're doing new ones now.
What, dude, we should enter a BattleBot.
Didn't it start on, like, Comedy Central or something? I remember it being on, like, a channel that was, like...
It was, like, a late night thing, yeah.
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 Or maybe Spike TV, something like that.
Yeah.
Where all the guys go.
Spike TV, TV for guys.
Oh, my kid told some girl in a Barnes & Noble this weekend that this was for boys. They're not for girls. It was like Pokemon stuff, and he was looking at it. And I was just like, dude, you broke that little girl. You can't say that. Anybody can have these. He's like, no, they're specifically for boys.
Nah.
He didn't believe you?
Yeah, didn't
believe like,
you.
He's like, nah, Dad, come on now. Don't be stupid. Yeah.
Very much.
All right, Jeff.
All right. I went real different directions on these last couple picks here. I started real aggressive, and now I'm going to, like, the robots I would hang out with, right? I got the other robots protecting me. Now I need a robot who is depressed. Who has a brain the size of a planet, who is snarky, who is funny, who is not going to try to pick me up because he's got his own problems going on. I'm talking about, voiced by the incredible Alan Rickman in the movie Marvin the Paranoid Android, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, okay. I know this one.
I love
it. Yeah, He's got a lot going on in his life. He's along for the ride, but, like, he doesn't want to be there. And you know what? I get it.
Yeah.
That's a robot I can relate to.
I think it was the first coolest robot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just in how he looked.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was awesome looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that was a little person in a suit, but, you know, just...
Did they take any of Marvin the Martian into here? I'm just wondering.
No, they're not related, just because they have the same first name. They're not actually related.
And, of course, first names, when they match up, it always means that that person is related.
I worry about him. I worry about him a lot.
That's why you should never date someone with the same name more than two times. They say that.
More than two times?
Yeah, because on the third time, you're fucking.
Yeah, the third time, like, you're just an idiot. That's on you. It didn't work the first time with fucking Leandro. So why are you going to give Leandro three more chances? One more chance.
I don't know if I can't even pretend that I can do the math.
Yes, I'm gonna go with Marvin, the paranoid android, is what I would say. To summarize that.
All right. Back to me. Damn it. Everything is... The board is getting thin, actually.
We've done good.
Yeah.
Despite what Jeff and BC think, we've done good.
All right.
I've got two more on my list.
Picks, but...
I feel like I got two more that I like, and I'm curious what's going to happen with them.
So I'm going to go with the Asimovian, Isaac Asimovian, iRobot, Sonny from iRobot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sonny.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
And so iRobot was, I don't think people really necessarily liked the movie.
Why?
But I was into it.
Oh, I thought it was good. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. And I liked
I thought Drew was going to pick Sonny because he's a white robot. But, the kid, sorry.
Played by Alan Tudyk.
Oh,
Alan Tudyk does not get enough credit for Alan Tudyk he
is
does.
The avatar of white people too. So
it's a true story.
If we had voices instead of faces,
he's just like if you just Google white people, Alan Tudyk
it just shows up.
It's like a picture of him in the dictionary next to white people.
He's everywhere without enough credit. That dude's great.
Oh, he's fucking awesome. Yeah. I was a big fan of him in Firefly.
Yeah.
And then Resident Alien, I hear, is like...
Really, it's so really funny. Yeah. Dude, it's Resident on Netflix Alien now. Watch it, so man. It's good. So funny. So good. Yeah.
And I was just
Little shit he does in that. Is just,
yeah.
I
was just talking to a guy at work who's now watching Resident Alien. He was telling me how good it was, and I told him to go watch Tucker and Dale vs. Evil because it's just hilarious to me, and Alan Tudyk. Because of Alan Tudyk.
This one we hear there... a bad joke.
You want to say something about how many dicks he has?
He's got one ball. Okay.
Actually,
I promised you it was bad.
All right, Andy.
All right.
Give us your two dicks. I mean, 2 cents.
All right. Look, man. It's like you have two dicks when you watch this robot. I got to get Lisa from Weird Science.
She's a robot?
Good pick.
Yeah.
Is she, though?
She was made with all the stuff and... And then the lightning and the computer, input data, information.
Yeah, I don't know if she's a robot, though.
You think she's a robot?
She's got great hardware.
Because was it? Is she...
Oh, it was her software they were really into.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna like
go because and... she like the kind of prototype for this was a Barbie doll, right? That like
yeah
okay that grew
but
three times.
She was a creation, which is kind of
she's my creation.
She was robot. Made with a computer. It doesn't necessarily make her a robot.
Hmm. I mean, you say tomato, I say orange.
To me, she's more of like a 3D printed person.
You do know that tomato and oranges are different things, right?
Yep, that's why I say it. We're different.
That's why I say it. You know?
So, do I lose this pick?
I don't know. Jeff, what do you think? You've seen Weird Science, right?
I have, obviously, yeah. I thought they just got electrocuted, were in a coma, and it's an apparition. But, I mean, if it's real.
How about I Google, is Lisa a robot from Weird Science?
Yeah, check the internet, because yeah. I gotta say, I feel the same. They never explicitly say she's a robot.
Is Lisa a robot from Weird Science? Is Lisa from Weird Science? Yeah. Let's do
maybe,
that one.
Maybe we should call the, the you know, resident...
Yeah, Kevin Aldridge would be.
Yes. He would aficionado.
An artificially created perfect woman. Woman. That sounds like a robot to me.
She has superhuman abilities.
She doesn't have, like, electronic parts, though.
Well, I guess that we could see. I mean, you wouldn't know a Terminator has
What do you think her parts were made of, Drew?
A plastic doll that...
So you think it feels like plastic down there?
So, my argument against it is, well, they're terming the movie okay. science fantasy. So there is science in it. I don't know.
Call Coolio amazing. I forgot that that's his name in that song.
Oh, we just caught that.
Yeah.
Oh, according to Weird Science Wiki and fandom, she is known as a genie due to her powers and abilities.
Oh. Huh. But is she a robot genie?
Did not say that.
Huh. A genie and a robot, baby.
I mean, purely based on that song, I would give it to you.
Yeah. See?
I think that I would give it to you just for the fact that she's artificially created. They used a computer to create her. So she's the embodiment of the computer, or I guess?
I give it a yes, too. That's 3 out of 4. What you heard, Drew?
I think it's okay. Yeah. Right. Well, that's one fucking high-tech robot. You know what I mean?
Hey, that makes her an even better pick. Is what it is, Kevin. The lead-in from his favorite movie into his voice. Come on now. What's right. good? A fish sandwich from Popeyes, I'll tell you that. I like it.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to all the Catholics for getting fish sandwiches on every fast food's menu for a month. Dude, I love Lent. Yeah.
I love Lent too.
Yeah.
Fried fish Fridays, man.
Dude, not with an I, with an E. That's what I love.
I had some fish on Friday myself. I was a Catholic boy this Friday. You know, except for the other meat I ate that day.
We know.
Yeah.
I like that none of us
geese
are Catholic.
Geese meat. Drew eats geese meat.
Geese meat. Exclusively.
Yeah.
Exclusive, it's all.
Yeah. What fast food fish sandwich you guys fucking with the most?
I like a Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's.
It's good, but it's like that one's like the fake one, right? And it's good and you can get it all the time. But like
you know what's good? Culver's.
They got a good fish sandwich. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like maybe really is, good.
Yeah.
It's like a big, it's huge, right?
It's a fat daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you draw us in. You say, hey guys, who likes fish? What fish sandwich do you like? And then I say, oh, I like the Filet-O-Fish McDonald's. Dude, and then you're so just like, fuck that sandwich. And then Jeff is like, well, what about this Culver's one? And you're like, yeah, hey, you know what, Jeff? It was perfect. It's an absolute perfect pick.
I mean, it's a real fish sandwich. I love Filet-O-Fish. I don't know if it's actually fish, but
oh,
it's good.
Fish and it's delicious.
It's just
it's
like
a dollar.
Fish.
It's probably not.
Yeah. But I think the goat maybe of the fish sandwich, like just at the chain places, Hooters. A fantastic fish sandwich at Hooters.
I feel like there's a euphemism here, and I'm not.
No, I'm actually like the big fish at Hooters. Fantastic.
Again, I'm not falling for it. Because as soon as I fall for it, you'll be like, hook, line, and sinker, and that'll be a fish pun. I'm not doing it.
I guess that's my Raven. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had
also, shout out kid playing soccer. What's up? Do your thing.
I had Thai food for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Chicken pad Thai. It was pretty good. I liked it.
Wait.
Did you get a Thai tea while you were there?
No Thai tea. I was told later to get a Thai tea.
You got to get a Thai tea.
I didn't know about the Thai tea.
Thai has cooked for me many times, so.
Hey. Yeah. We have me and a couple of my buddies up here, what we call Thai Tuesday. We go to this banging ass Thai spot on Tuesdays, get the beef fried rice.
Ooh.
Immaculate.
Hell yeah.
But sometimes I get the pad Thai with some peanut sauce.
Yeah, I think that this had, I think it was peanut sauce.
That's the one thing I don't like is the peanut sauce.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing.
I know.
So I try to usually go
for some spice, this more spicier because it kind of, but because that, yeah, sometimes I get it and I'm just like, this tastes like watery peanut butter.
That sounds good.
Sometimes
I'll take that sauce, pour it over top of some ice cream. What's up?
Oh, I never really thought of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a cool idea, actually.
And then you take some chocolate.
It sounds good on that. You know what it doesn't sound good on? Like chicken.
Damn.
I thought it was really good.
I think it is good.
And yeah, I also like the shape of the noodles.
Yeah.
It's not like lo mein. You know what I mean? And this, I know this is like real good podcast material, but it's about the
noodle. Shit on lo mein.
It's all about the noodle shape, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You like a thicker noodle.
I like a nice thick noodle, you know?
Unless it's dry, I'll eat half a thing of ramen before I even put it in the water.
Yeah. You just eat the raw.
Dude, you just crack it off and then take bites of it.
Mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Somebody
ramen.
Get you a snack.
Andy. Raw men. It's in the name. Come on.
It's raw, man.
Oh, boy.
Andy, never see a therapist.
I remember this one time when I was younger. I was at this fork in the woods. I don't know whose it was or why I was there. And I was just sucking on bone dry ramen for sustenance because it's the only food I could find. And I remember I walked out. And I heard this song playing, and that's the first time I ever knew what an ice cream truck was. Let's focus on that.
Sucking down some dry ramen.
Sucking on some bone dry ramen.
Bone dry ramen.
Oh, I mean, I sprinkled the flavor packet on my tongue.
I was just going to say that, but he also does that. Like the super concentrated flavor pack.
There's a show I watched this year, actually. The brother's son. It's amazing. But the lady took like these chips with seasoning or whatever or something. Or no, I think it was ramen. She crushed it up and then poured the seasoning in it. Close it and just shake it up and then eat it that way.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was like, oh, that makes actually so much sense. I thought it did.
Still dry.
That's legit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody's here to argue with you.
Okay, okay.
If you're going to eat bone dry ramen, you might as well jazz it up a little bit, you know?
Dude, you ain't got a microwave in the field. Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
That's exactly. Right. Hey.
Not eat?
It's like prison mac and cheese, right? You just take some, you crush up some Cheetos, you put them in with some ramen, and there you go.
That sounds good.
Put it on the radiator.
So you even get some of that. Like,
got yourself a stew.
Canned tuna, dice it up, and then sprinkle that in there. You get a whole casserole going.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Yeah. All right. Jeff, you got anything cool? What else we got going on?
Well, I feel like sticking with what you guys are saying. Yeah. My life peaked this afternoon, where on my last Instagram post, where I posted I had made gnocchi from scratch from some leftover mashed potatoes. Super easy to do. I don't mean to brag on you. I mean, stuck it on bone dry ramen's an option. I mean,
you're
or
bragging. Yeah.
or made some gnocchi from scratch, and then the other morning, boyfriend Matt went ahead and made some fruity pebble pancakes for us for breakfast.
Oh,
because
shit.
We eat like we're 10, and it was delicious.
Wait a second. Boyfriend, I'm out of this podcast.
Wait a minute. But the peak happened when on my post today, that's right there, the only comment on it is Pebbles Cereal Official, Fruity Pebbles Official Instagram liked it with heart eyes. Wait. What?
Holy
that happened.
Damn. First of all, why am I not following Fruity Pebbles on Instagram?
Right. It's Pebbles Cereal.
Pebbles Cereal. I didn't even know about it. They found me. That was wild.
They got a new Berry Bebbles. Berry Bebbles. Berry Bebbles. Yeah. You get
Look
it.
Look at that.
They're about to get a follow.
Yeah.
My God. I need to stay up on my Fruity Pebbles now.
You know what? Fuck this draft. Let's do foods I'd fuck, and I'm taking this one.
So I don't think life could get better than A, your boyfriend making Fruity Pebble pancakes, and B, you're being recognized by the highest form of recognition possible, Fruity Pebbles Official Cereal Instagram.
I'm saying there's an automatic opportunity here, Fruity Pebbles. Like,
life's pretty good.
This writes itself. I'm just saying, Fruity Pebbles.
I mean, if they need a fruity sponsor, this guy's got it.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should legally change your name to Pebbles.
I should.
Like, you would definitely get the job. This is Jeff. We're looking for Pebbles. Oh, this is Pebbles.
This is Pebbles. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Beer with a Queer. Cool. I'm Pebbles.
I'm Pebbles. Let's get into it. Just eating cereal now.
Oh, my God. That's the spinoff.
Pebbles
How does
with
Fruity
a
Pebbles
queer?
Taste with this beer on it? I don't know. Let's find out.
Dude, cereal with a...
With a different beer every time?
Cereal with
aquarium. Cereal with aquarium.
Cereal with aquarium.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Syndication spinoffs coming soon.
Dude, we need to see that. Some bad cereal with aquarium.
Dude, I would be your Andy Richter on that show. I would fucking...
Wow.
Cereal is my favorite. I'd definitely be your sidekick. Just sit there the whole time. Wow. Good one, Jeff.
He's just be like, right?
He's just sitting there with milk on like a silver platter with like a white fancy napkin drink.
Nah, I'd just be dripping in my beard the whole time.
Oh, man.
It's like Cheerios stuck to my shirt.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm following cereal with Aquarial today.
I'm creating that Instagram. I'm getting on it now.
Jeff, you got like 12 hours, man.
After that, it reverts to draft rod rights.
Oh man, Drew.
That's the podcast that puts me on the Jabroni Network.
There it is.
Eating a bowl of cereal, doing it Hot One style with bowls of cereal, though. Come on, that's actually incredible.
It would be. I don't know how. I mean, maybe that will make people open up a little bit more.
I think so. It'll take them back to their childhood.
Yeah. You know, they just start crying. This Apple Jacks reminds me of the day my dad left.
Don't get salt in the milk.
Yeah. Oh man. And then when they finish the bowl, it's a picture of their dad.
Oh yeah, at the bottom of each bowl, it's just the, like that's the question, or it's something. That's good. I like that. I kind of talked about this with on PWT, but I traveled home over the weekend, and it was a good little time. I hung out with some with the family most of the time. One of the days I got to hang out with Wes and his family, and it was real weird because he's like, "Well, we're going to a basketball game," and I was like, "All right, cool."
Okay.
It was a girls basketball game for the high school I went to. It's like, all right, haven't seen the new high school. That'll be fun. I go. I had the weirdest sense of pride when they won the game. I was like I was telling everybody I've talked to, I tell the same story. It's like, I go to like my niece and nephew sporting events and stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool. They did well. I like that. I don't like that's about the extent. But for some reason, when my fucking Lakota Raiders won their sectional game, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, like 42-35.
Dude, that's actually really fucking close to what the score was.
Shit.
Hold on.
I did work in the paper for a couple years doing, you know, those back pages of stats nobody fucking reads of the high school games nobody went to.
High school ladies basketball?
Yeah.
All right, where is... Oh, there's the scoreboard. It was final score, 46-33.
Wow, I was close.
Wow, close. That was very close.
Yeah.
Here's a basketball article that I wrote.
Good job.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. It was like real words and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Like I said, it was really weird because I also, like, I haven't thought about that place in 20 years. And I'm just like, hell yeah. Go team. Go team, go.
I like listening to high school PA announcers.
He was, yeah, this guy was fun. Yeah. We also, Wes and I picked out like a person on the other team that we treated like our own Harley Jarvis. Just so like every time like this
fuck
bitch
you
named,
Harley Jarvis.
Yeah. Every time this bitch named Kelsey had the ball, we were like, fuck this
you,
girl.
Kelsey.
Exactly. Yeah. She'd get a penalty. We were like, get her off the court. Yeah. Or a foul, I guess it's called in basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a real hoop head, you know.
Yeah. Yep. You do love Charlotte.
We know that because they call themselves hoop heads.
All right, that's it.
All right.
Kevin?
That's so Raven. Oh, that's so shitty. Draft omelets, you know.
I also started watching Who's the Boss again, and it's all the glory that I remember it.
Dude, I am trying to eat some Berry Pebbles, though.
Dude, I,
holy shit, it looks good. The video has just been running on my phone, and I just haven't swiped up.
It's a good video. It's a good video.
Oh, man, the way the cereal just falls from the box.
Yeah, this.
It's pretty enticing.
Yeah, it cascades down. Yeah.
Yeah, that. All right, Andy, you're up.
I'm going to go with kind of cousin to Mecha Godzilla. This is an absolute beast and was the best part of the show. And those afternoons that I came home and this particular show was on, they had movies as well. That's why I'm doing this. And I'm going to take Megazord from Megazord. Power Rangers.
Mm.
You get all of the Rangers together to get this big-ass robot that is sometimes absolutely hysterical, even though it's not trying to be.
And it's an actual robot, so props on that.
Hey, I had to get one. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But yeah, Megazord's badass. A different Kevin would be very happy with me for picking this. Shout out Kevin Truax. Also, an amazing bartender.
Isn't, you know, Megazord, and I hate to be,
robot?
I hate to be picky.
Yep.
But isn't Megazord a vehicle?
It's a powerful humanoid robot, which is strong and moderately fast.
But aren't the Power Rangers
moderately fast? That was such an unneeded word.
It felt like a dig for no reason.
Yeah.
It's slow fast. It's not fast.
It seems fucked up.
But don't they drive it from the inside?
They are inside, but yes, it is a robot.
But is it, though?
You can get inside of robots. Ain't that right, Drew?
Yeah, like, well, that's like a, R2-D2.
That is a mech suit. R2-D2 is a robot. It's that you're talking about the guy who played R2-D2. But R2-D2, if he was a real thing, would be an actual robot that...
I don't know. I thought he had range.
...did its own thing. Your robot is powered by five dudes who get inside of it and pull a few strings and shit.
Hey,
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. We all have our kinks. You know?
But also, nothing says self-automated robot.
Well, I think the
technically, I think the word... BattleBots are robots, but somebody's controlling it.
Huh?
True.
Dude, don't you control a robot when you ask it to go get you a Pop-Tart and it comes right back with one?
Well, I don't think Rosie would do that, but...
I think she'd bring it. You always bring it.
Didn't Rosie have, like, Lego hands?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay.
And yet she's still overcame.
Her thighs?
I just have one more point to make real quick. Because I looked up the definition of robot. Just you know, we'll start with the definition. Okay. And it
I'm
says,
glad we're an hour and a half into the podcast and we're finally getting a definition for what we're drafting. I think this has been great. Yep, go on.
It says a machine resembling a human being and able to replicate certain human movements and functions. Yeah. Automatically.
Yep.
Automatically.
Well, you said it's a vehicle, so auto. So I get the pick.
Yeah, it's not a robot, but I'll keep going.
I'll allow it.
It's more of a robot than Weird Science.
He has two non-robots on his robot team.
Yeah, I think two of us should burn fucking still skins today.
I'm just saying, like, my robots are partying.
Yeah, you know, your robots aren't even robots is how good your team is.
I feel like my little party of five is the best one since the TV show.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with...
Andy just mic dropped his party of five joke. And everybody, nobody was paying attention.
Yeah, I have no idea what...
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
I chose not to react.
I'm in the middle of picking. I'm going to go with the movie, Batteries Not Included. And I'm going with the Fix It. I guess I'll go with like the other one. Yeah, that one. The one that you're thinking of.
This one matters so much to your team that you don't know its name.
Well, they're called the Fix Its. They don't really have a name.
And but, you said the other one.
Yeah, they don't have like a specific name, but I'll take the dad.
The other one is a 2017 TV series. I don't see anywhere here.
No, I'm picking a Fix It.
Okay. Just had to check.
I mean, it's nostalgic of a pick, but I mean, we can admit it's a bit of a, it's a bitch pick, right? Like, it's not going to win in any other scenario. Other robot.
He Googled it.
Yeah.
I love this movie growing up. And what the Fix It could do for you is
it fix it?
If something breaks,
it's in his fucking name.
If something breaks in your life, it will fix it.
Do you think that's what iFixRobot.com based its site off of?
Yeah. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Check it out. It's like
I don't know if I want to. Site.
No, it's a professional robot repair specialist.
Now, do they repair robots that are actually mechanical suits with people inside?
I bet they do. They hide like a mechanic? Themselves behind fixing Roombas.
Yeah, it looks like it's
really
all
they're trying to fix the world.
I was going to say, I feel like iFixRobot is just a little bit too soon. There's not enough real robots out there yet for that to be viable. But then I forgot about Roombas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are warehouses that are full robotic.
You know what's interesting about a Roomba is five people in costumes don't have to get inside of it to make it vacuum your fucking house. You know?
Who's to say?
All right,
you don't know. Batteries could be like 1,000 little people inside of copper.
Tomato orange. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Jeff, you're up.
How many more picks do we have?
This is your last pick for your team, and then you still have your three honorables.
All right.
Andy lives in a world where he thinks batteries are powered by little people inside them.
1,000.
It could be.
1,000 little people.
Could be. They're just running. They're shocking each other.
So, and then, in this regard, though, sorry, Jeff, to interrupt your pick, but... When the battery dies, did all 1,000 of these little people also die?
Not yet. It's just they can't get enough to charge the thing, so they're gonna die.
Well, there's also not a lot of air.
A really bad place to be.
There's also not a lot of air in that tiny battery. So.
What a horrifying
suffocation.
Yeah, it's just that's what happens when a battery dies. Is just they all died from suffocation.
Dude, and
rechargeable batteries is just putting oxygen in.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, at the end, there's fucking 67 of them because 33 of them have been eaten.
When a battery explodes, that's just their bodily slime just oozing out after they've rotted, you know?
I'm going to restart Jeff's time.
What happened?
All right, Jeff.
Yeah.
What happened?
I'll call that one my bell breaker.
All right.
Sorry, I just had to make sure that the little people, you know. Save the
all of those heroes of ours.
Yeah. I've got a real theme going with mine, where people I would want to, robots I would want to hang out with, mm-hmm. right? And I think I got a pretty good bunch going, right? Yeah, so
now.
I got to finish it out with a personality I don't have yet in the group. Mm-hmm. And because I believe representation matters, he's from Mexico. He wants to kill all humans, which I'm not for, but I get. He is a heavier drinker than any of your other robots. He is Bender Rodriguez from Futurama.
Hell yeah.
aka Futurama Bender's Big Score, the movie, because they're from movies.
Hell wow. Man. That's one hell of a pick. And I'll tell you what, like, you've got the team structure where you can afford a wild card. Because you've got a major leader in Optimus. You got somebody with bringing the jokes like Johnny Five. You got Rosie's just going
to
take care of the king.
She's gonna
Marvin's
have to
not fucking anybody up. Like, no. Everyone's trying to make Marvin better. And so Bender can be what Bender needs to be.
I think we would all watch the buddy cop roommate sitcom of Bender and
Rosie
and Marvin living together.
Yeah.
That's the odd couple we need.
Yeah.
And Bender's, believe me, Bender's going over to Rosie and.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But he's coming back to Marvin at the end of the night.
And then what's amazing is he is an actual robot. Which I know is not a requirement for this show, but I decided to do it anyway. That's stupid. I know. That was crazy.
We used to have Sank at the other draft.
Yeah, well, I want to fuck all five of mine.
All right, I
don't know how that's going to work with Max, but because it's like a eyeball. I figured it out.
You'll figure it out. There's a port there.
All right, Drew.
There's a port to plug into.
Yeah, Drew.
All right.
All right, Drew. How do you fuck your robot?
Dude, eyes pop out. You can put it back.
Wow. All right. I will go with the man keeping the streets of Detroit safe. You know, I'm going with RoboCop.
RoboCop.
Because Axel left.
I am waiting for James's rebuttal on this.
James. Come on.
RoboCop's an android. Not a robot.
Oh, he's an android?
Don't you think?
Oh,
I would say he's more of a cyborg, just to be
cyborg,
clear.
That's
because
right. Cyborg. Yeah. That's the word.
Yeah. I'd say he's part human.
Yeah, that's what cyborg.
You could also just say cyborg, but, you know, whatever.
I'm drilling your boy home for you.
Tomato cabbage.
A cybernetic organism?
Like Lisa.
Yeah,
like
it's
like
not the
T-800?
Same because it's the base of it is a robot. They're robots.
Wait, Drew, you don't
Whereas
need to come
your
three
base
of my picks.
Is a human body.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how much of him did they use? Just his head? Is everything
his
else?
His heart was still in there, and his memory to do the flippy thing and put it back.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you what. From this whole everybody that's been drafted. There's only one robot that probably actually has a penis. Drew, that's RoboCop, not a robot.
Well, you picked a robot that definitely has a vagina.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a penis.
Oh.
Well, technically one of your robots has five penises.
That's true. Four. Actually, no, hold on, three.
Four. Two of them are
three.
Girls.
Three? Yeah, two of them are girls. Yeah. Well,
it's not three penises or two vaginas.
They're girls now.
Yeah. Let's go with four.
With four.
Well, you know, it would be four if you're including the Green Ranger in there with them. So.
And he's like, I can fit four penises in there.
He's dead.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just leave these in there. Maybe we'll put asterisks by all the horrible picks.
Wait, we're going to put Astrid by it?
Yeah.
What did Astrid ever do?
I don't know.
Well... Okay, that's fine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else wants to challenge.
The bell went off, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, Drew, go ahead and give me your three honorables.
All right, I'm going to go with...
If you pick three horses.
One of my favorite sci-fi movies of all time. And I'm going to go with Gort.
Yeah.
From The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah. Gort and Mindy?
And not the recent one, the old one.
Not robot, James.
It can be both.
But Mort wasn't.
Oh, more. Yeah.
Right.
I got you. Let's go with Dot Matrix from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Nice.
She should have gone higher.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I'm gonna go with my Transformer, and just because I wanna talk about the best Transformer, because he's like 4-1, and I'm gonna go Soundwave.
I mean, I like Soundwave, but let's not go best Transformer.
we got different versions of best, apparently.
Yeah,
he's you know,
best is as varied as robots.
I mean, I guess he can't. Look, he can't necessarily help me move, except just put on some music in the background as I work.
Look, and Jeff, if your worst is better than his best, we probably shouldn't say anything.
Right. True. True.
All right, Jeff. Three honorables.
All right. I got to go with Baymax, because you got to. Yeah. I mean, who's going to make you feel better than Baymax?
Yeah.
With, you know,
cock block on his team by the Virgin Alert.
Furry baby. So Baymax, and then I'm going to go B9 from Lost in Space. Because I feel like he would tell me when danger was happening, and that's important.
Danger,
you think he would?
I don't know. He might. I got a chance. Yeah. I got a chance of it. And then that's and then last one is going to be Bishop. Because even when Bishop was ripped in half, he was still trying to do the right thing. Bishop from Alien.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bishop was a badass.
He was a badass. Hell yeah.
So.
All right.
Man, that's good picks.
All right, I'm going to go Adam from Real Steel.
Is that Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Is that controlled by a human?
It is controlled by a human, but guess what? It's in my honorables.
Okay, so it's not automatic?
It's in that's in my honorables.
All right, go on. Sorry.
So yeah. I'm okay with it. And also the everything has been set anyway at this point, so I can literally do whatever I want.
I make great arguments.
I could pick like country singers for my next two, and it'd be fine.
As long as there was some type of electricity done in the process, that's all it takes. Yeah.
What about that movie?
A lightning strike apparently constitutes
Storm
a
counts
robot.
As a robot.
All right, yeah. Then I'm going to take John Travolta from Phenomenon.
Yeah, fine.
I'm going to take the bat from The Natural.
Take fucking powder. You know?
The bat from The Natural.
All right, if that's what we're doing, then I'm going to have to take the shoes from Like Mike.
I'm gonna also take Austin Powers' Fembot.
Fuck, I was going to do that.
That's a good choice.
And then...
wait, so you're not taking the bat?
No. And then, finally, I'm going to take...
Technically, the ball hit lightning, but go on.
I'm going to take Sid 6.7 from Virtuosity.
No, the tree was struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Give me that sweetheart.
The bat came from the tree that got struck by lightning, so the bat is...
Basically a robot.
Yeah.
So basically, they weird science that bat into existence.
Yeah.
Henceforth, robot.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Know who owned that bat?
What?
Who? One Bartholomew Bonds.
Did he?
It's not a real bat, James.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he had the prop from the movie.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I thought too. I was like, that's pretty cool that he bought that.
Yeah, I know. That I seems like you're just making some shit up, and it actually seems legitimate.
Joke's on me.
All right. Andy, give us three honorables.
All right.
And make them robots, for God's sakes.
Give me the sweetheart Wally.
Okay, Wally.
Oh, shit. Wally's a great choice.
Yeah. Wally.
Beautiful truck.
Just a new version of Johnny Five, but all right.
All right, well,
it really was.
Less racist.
We all love their confessions, right? So, Guinea, Give me Johnny Cab. Total Recall.
Okay.
All right.
I like Johnny Cab.
I'm just wondering why now you decided to start playing the game.
These are real robots.
Yeah. And the last one I'll take, because I just think he's really cool and he hasn't gone right. Robbie the Robot, Forbidden Planet.
Okay.
Oh, man, I just thought of a really good one.
Perfect timing.
Too late, yeah.
Yeah, Robbie Robot looks cool, man.
I mean, it's not a really good one, but it's one.
What is it?
It's the robot from Rocky IV.
Yeah, the one that he gives to Mickey.
Yeah. No, not Mickey, the brother-in-law. No.
Yeah.
The brother-in-law who's like super fucking aggro to Adrian. Like, he's a real piece of shit to his sister.
And he gets him a robot?
No.
Maybe he was spying on him.
Yeah,
maybe.
The robot was supposed to...
That's the new Rocky that's coming out. I know what you did 30 years ago.
I just thought of a great robot I should have added for nostalgia's sake, but too late. Too little, too late.
What was it?
Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, shit.
Oh! Is that a robot? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's kind of a robot, right?
Was it in a movie?
Yeah. It was a toy. Teddy Ruxpin, fuck your mom.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's right.
No, I love that
movie. Oh, dude, that was such a good fucking movie.
It was a good fucking movie.
God, that brings me back.
I don't
see what it did to Teddy.
It was a long time ago. I don't remember exactly what the name of it was.
When he's like, it's Teddy time.
I remember the VHS. It was like, it was colored pink for your mom's vagina.
It was furry.
Yeah, it was furry. It had that like little moss like stuff that, like the felt that was on it.
Yeah. Never felt anything like her again.
Does anybody feel like they want to ad drop or trade up or
Jeff? I mean, like, this is just comedy gold. Like, I don't even know if you can even do your job after this. You know?
We've clearly set the stage high. I forgot about the movie thing all of a sudden when I said Teddy, but yeah. All right. Duly noted.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, you're locked in?
My team's solid.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Yeah.
Jeff, your team is solid.
That's why I said it.
And I think my team's also solid.
Come on, I got the best bench, though.
Yeah.
You have the best humanoid team of robots I've ever seen.
Your problem with your team is they all need to take a lunch break at some point.
Yeah, your robots have to shut down here and there.
They have to get their eight hours.
They also have karate lessons at some point.
It's a real flaw in the programming when the humans got to take a break.
Yeah, it's a solid point.
All right, well, here we go. I think we're all locked in.
RoboCop doesn't take a break. Just because he was made with human pieces, you know.
For Andy's team of almost robots, number one, the T-800. Number two, Flight of the Navigator Max. Number three, Mecha Godzilla. Number four, Lisa, a woman. And number five. And number five,
possibly a genie.
And number five, Megazord, which is a robot shaped vehicle.
Possibly.
It's a car.
Five up to six humans.
Automatically the right pick.
You guys. All right, for James's team of actual robots, number one, R2-D2, number two, T-1000, number three, Data, number four, Sunny from iRobot, and number five, the Fix-Its. Fix-It. One of the Fix-Its.
The other one.
A Fix-It. A Not fix that one. It.
Not the one you're thinking of, it's the other one. Okay, for Jeff's team of also actual robots, number one, Optimus Prime, number two, Johnny Five is Alive, number three, Rosie, number four, Marvin the Paranoid Android, and number five, Bender Rodriguez from the movie.
From the movie.
Yeah.
And for Drew's team of 99.9% robots, number one, the Iron Giant, number two, Ava, number three, Crow from MST3K, number four, Tars, and number five, RoboCop. Hell yeah.
Good choices. I mean, I say that. I was speaking about myself. good choices, Jeff. Good choices.
Usually I
feel
say...
like Ava and RoboCop would definitely have a thing going on while the Iron Giant's just like waiting out of their door protecting them.
He'd be watching.
Yeah, he would.
You think the Iron Giant's standing guard while RoboCop fucks Ava in the house?
100%. Who else is going to?
It's a real solid robot thing to do.
Are people coming after RoboCop and Ava right now?
Well, no. Iron Giant just wants to watch and sells it as, I'm going to protect you.
Oh, okay. So he's just a big iron pervert.
He's just a big iron cop. Should have been called the Iron Cup.
Well, shit, you know? Usually I said we did it, but I'm going to say this time we nearly did it.
And I'll just say, loves you, bitch. For the record, we never said no cyborg.